Welcome to episode 82. I'm Stuart McCullough, I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health, much of the focus has now moved to drafting. There are a few outstanding issues that still need to be resolved that members have raised, but we are focused towards resolving those as well as drafting. There is a meeting this week for HRIR managers from community health on Wednesday. As always, go-to meetings will be an option available for those people who are unable or cannot travel to that meeting. In terms of our health service members and the mental health agreement in particular, on Monday there is a meeting of the Community Workload Management Advisory Group. There's also a meeting on that day of the Dental Reference Group. On Tuesday there is a NUM project update, as well as our regular meeting with DHHS. On Wednesday there is the inaugural meeting for the maintenance agreement and the SDPPWG. That agreement has not yet been approved, but the first SDPPWG meeting is scheduled to occur on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're meeting with the AMA with regards to the doctor's SDPPWG, where much of the focus will be with respect to the draft savings schedules. We will be consulting with each member individually with regards to the savings schedule relevant to them. And on Friday, we will be in Bairnsdale as part of our rural and regional forum series, where the focus will be on the review process for a number of our agreements. The results of that review process will be published on the app. Next week, we'll be continuing our rural and regional forums, this time in Echuca. As always, all of our activities are summarised through the VHAA community app. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup.
Welcome to the weekly update. We go in depth with a particular topic. And joining me today is workplace relations consultant Yunbin Lin. Welcome, Yunbin.
Thank you for having me, Daniel.
Now, it's our second podcast in a row, Yunbin, and I think you know how the game works. Would you mind showing our viewers and detailing to our listeners what the clue is for this week's podcast?
It's a lonely planet. Fast talk Japanese, so I think it's a phrase book.
It is a lonely planet Japanese phrase book. So based on the clue, what would you say is the topic for today's podcast?
Well, I'm not going to guess the obvious, because that's never how these games work.
No.
So to break it down, it's lonely and you're on a planet, so it's got to have something to do with health. I'm going to guess it's the soul allowance.
It's not a bad try. It's much better than your attempt last week, but I'm going to have to say that that is not the topic for today's podcast. The topic for today's podcast is the changes to the Health and Allied Agreement, specifically interpreters and the translation of Wage Skill Group 1 employees to Wage Skill Group 2.
For our members watching or listening with a copy of the agreement in front of them, what clauses will we be speaking to today?
So today we'll be speaking to Clause 97 on page 116, Transition of Interpreters to Section 3. Clause 85, which is page 296 in the Management and Admin section of the agreement, which is the Translation of Interpreter Classifications. And Clause 102, page 119, Wage Skill Group 1 Translation.
Beginning with the transition to the interpreter structure, can you summarise the changes that are prescribed in Clause 97?
I can. So from the first full pay period on or after the 1st of October 2018, employees who were immediately prior to that date classified as an unqualified interpreter or a qualified interpreter under Clause 3 in Part 1 of Schedule 2D, which deals with interpreters, they will be covered by Section 3 of this agreement. Now, Section 3 of this agreement is the terms and conditions that deal solely with management and admin officers. From that time, interpreters will no longer be covered by the terms and conditions of the Health and Allied section of the agreement, which is Section 2.
So from the first full pay period after 1 October 2018, interpreters will be covered by the Managers and Admin section of the agreement, with their respective terms, entitlements, and everything else being provided by that Managers and Admin section of the agreement?
That's correct. Yep.
So for those listening rather than watching, could you summarise the table on the screen?
Sure. So those that are watching and for those that are listening, so the interpreter unqualified classification will translate to the administrative worker grade one classification under the management and admin section of the agreement. Interpreters that are qualified with a NATI accreditation level two will translate to the admin worker grade two classification under management and admin. And the interpreter with a qualified NATI accreditation of a level three will translate to the admin worker grade three classification under the management and admin section of this agreement.
Okay. Where would members find a copy of this table?
So the table is within clause 85 on page 296, translation of interpreter classifications.
And is there anything else that is contained in that clause?
So there is. So the clause provides that the rates of pay for the administrative workers fully incorporate the interpreters and multi-skilling allowances that were previously payable to employees under the 2011 agreement.
So when these members translate their interpreters to the administrative worker structure, they should they conduct an audit and ensure that interpreters' allowances are removed from their pay?
They should, yes.
Yes, moving on now to the wage scale group one translation. Can you summarize the changes prescribed in clause 102?
So from the first full pay period on or after 1 October 2018, employers with 3 months or more experience with the employer in classifications at skill level one will automatically progress to skill level two.
Right. And the agreement provides a table to these classifications. We've placed these on the screen, but again, for the benefit of those listening, Daniel, could you please summarise the table?
So the table that is provided on the screen lists the classifications that are wage skill group one, and these are the classifications that are affected by the new clause, and those are other cooks, food and domestic assistants, sorter packer of linen, laundry hands, social worker welfare aides, unqualified handy person, seams person, orderly cleaner, lab assistant grade one, orthotic technician grade one, assistant gardener, car park attendant, and employees classified under pay code KM1.
So where can members find a copy of this table in the agreement?
So this table is contained within clause 102 on page 119, wage skill group one translation.
Thank you, Daniel. So members will need to uplift employees in those classifications to their new classification within wage skill group two, where they have 3 or more months' experience. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll also be issuing a salary circular, or we have issued, sorry, a salary circular that details the classification descriptors for the new pay codes and the new classifications. So for those classifications that were detailed on the screen earlier, they will have a classification pay point for someone with less than 3 months' experience and a classification for someone with 3 months or more experience that will be contained in the salary circular.
Okay. Which wage skill group classification descriptor applies, Daniel?
So the agreement prescribes that from the translation date, being the first full pay period on or after the 1st of October this year, the existing indicative classifications at skill level 1 outlined in Schedule 2D of this agreement will also become indicative classifications for skill level 2, where an employee has 3 or more months' experience.
So we've issued bulletins with respect to both of these changes, but if a member had a question, how can they get in touch?
So we would encourage members to telephone or email the VHIA query team, or alternatively post their question on the VHIA community app. So that's it for today's podcast with respect to these changes to the Health and Allied and Management Admin Agreement, Yumbin. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me again.